couple of strong storms with gusty winds and hail. As a weather maker approaches, temperatures will fall into the 80s tomorrow and Friday, back down to the 70s for high temperatures. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
67 in Gaithersburg, 67 in Arlington, and 65 in Lanham.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
breaking overnight, D.C. police clear the protest encampment at George Washington University and make arrests. We'll have a live report from the scene.
Meantime,
UVA's rationale on why protesters were arrested. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
They're both Democrats running for the U.S. Senate. What do they think differentiates themselves from the other? I'm John Doman.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Severe storms have barreled through the Midwest again, delivering a 1-2 punch near Kalamazoo. Two twisters touched down in Portage, Michigan. This man and his friends are pitching in to help.
People are trapped in their neighborhood. Cars were trapped. We were just trying to clean those cars off and clean neighborhood exits out so people can leave their house if they need to.
WWMT-TV's Autumn Pitcher.
We're standing outside of AutoZone in Portage, one of the businesses that was impacted. Their windows have been busted out. Crews have been working to board it back up to make sure it's safe and also so that people do not steal merchandise.
The Biden administration has taken a significant step in the war in Gaza. We've learned a delivery of arms to Israel has been delayed over concerns they could be used on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Senior administration official tells CBS News they're especially focused on what they call end use of the 2,000-pound bombs and the impact they could have in dense urban settings. The senior administration official telling CBS News the Biden administration hasn't made a final determination on how to proceed with that shipment specifically.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial denied a defense request after Stormy Daniels provided steamy details about an alleged tryst with the former president. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
When they asked for the mistrial, he said, well, he did feel like too much detail was shared. It wasn't enough for a mistrial. And he also chastised the defense and he said, why weren't you objecting more?
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has paused her effort to hold a vote on stripping House Speaker Mike Johnson of his leadership position. But she has some requests.
The majority should support the bills that are voted for on the floor. Also, demanding no more money for Ukraine. That is the right thing to do.
Green and Johnson met again yesterday. Crews in Baltimore have brought up the body of the last missing construction worker, the sixth, killed in the Key Bridge collapse. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
With the recovery of the body of 37-year-old Jose Lopez, demolition crews will now begin preparing to use explosives to break down the largest remaining section of the collapsed bridge. It should take place in the coming days. The crew of the ship that collided with the bridge will remain on board during the demolition. The section of bridge rests on part of the ship.
One of Drake's security guards is fighting for his life after he was shot outside the rapper's mansion in Toronto. Investigators are going over surveillance video amid a diss track feud between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Lamar hasn't been linked to the shooting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We have breaking news this hour. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. D.C. police are clearing out the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at George Washington University, and arrests are being made. WTOP's Luke Lukert is at the scene in Foggy Bottom. He joins us live on Skype.
Yes, I'm here on 8th Street, and it's been about 4 hours since those protesters were cleared from an encampment here at the University Yards at George Washington University. And I just talked to two students that were there when police gave warning to clear the area. And they say several protesters decided to stay behind to get arrested. They also told me they tried to sneak back on the quad on like a side path to video the interaction with police. And that's when they ran into a police barricade, one of those bike barricades, and they refused to leave and actually got pepper sprayed. One of them actually told me that their arm was still stinging 3-4 hours later after they did get pepper sprayed. But now police are setting up metal barricades here on 8th Street and are starting to begin clearing a lot of those tents on the university yard. If you guys have been down here, you might have actually seen tents actually on 8th Street. Most of those have been cleared, but they are starting to clear a little bit more. It's unclear exactly how many arrests have been made, but I did see about four or five vans leave this area. It's filled with students, and we're now seeing that some students are filled with protesters, and now we're seeing that some of the protesting groups are putting posts up for bail money for 30-plus protesters, so we don't have an exact number, but we're expecting a few dozen protesters that were actually arrested last night.
And Luke, we've heard from police that they were hoping to not make arrests, but wound up making arrests for a variety of offenses. What else do we know about that?
Yes. So anytime that they clear out one of these types of encampments and when they're about to do a mass arrest, they usually give several warnings to disperse. But as I said, a lot of those students heard those warnings, decided they didn't want to get arrested and left. Some stayed behind, but we are learning from D.C. police that they've arrested numerous people for trespassing, which would make sense for because they're on the private campus of George Washington University on the University Arts. But we're also learning that some were actually arrested for assaulting a police officer as well. Not exactly clear how many of them were arrested for that charge.
All right. Thank you, Luke. That is WTOP's Luke Lukert reporting from GW this morning.
After dozens of protesters were arrested at the University of Virginia this weekend, critics are saying the school's response was too aggressive. 27 people were arrested Saturday protesting the war in Gaza. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the latest from UVA's president and police chief.
This was escalating, and I was concerned.
In a virtual town hall, UVA Police Chief Tim Longo said he repeatedly told protesters they were welcome to stay, but their tents had to come down. He said Saturday morning he was getting the message from protesters that they had a duty to fight for their cause, to win, and that they had nothing to lose.
Their actions and words caused me to conclude that voluntary compliance with my request wasn't an option they'd be willing to consider.
I know many have questioned and will continue to question our decisions, and I will always second-guess them myself. It's impossible not to.
UVA President James Ryan.
These were very hard calls, excruciatingly hard. But we tried to make the best decisions we could under very difficult and volatile conditions. And we made those decisions with an eye toward the safety of our entire community.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Look out for a new type of traffic camera. Cottage City, located in Prince George's County, is the first town in Maryland to use stop sign traffic cameras. They use AI technology that senses even rolling stops. Drivers who are caught see a message that says violation. Some could get a ticket, but Cottage City Police Chief Anthony Ayers tells NBC4 safety is the priority, not collecting fines.
We have a lot of people that walk, they ride bikes. We have bike trails inside town. We have walkways. We want to make sure it's safe for them because we have a lot of hit and runs because people are flying down our streets, going straight through the stop sign.
He says all of the revenue from the stop sign cameras will go toward pedestrian safety programs.
Coming up,
are you thinking about changing jobs? The grass isn't always greener. I'm Jeff Glabo.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
708.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, let's talk about the delays on 95 in Virginia. Delays from 630 in Stafford heading towards 610 Garrisonville Road. Then you'll find it slow from Dale City into Woodbridge and then through Lorton and Newington. But it is southbound 95 that slows out of Dumfries into Quantico. The work was still set up, taking the left lane. On 66 eastbound, near 79 in Linden, the left side had been blocked with that crash. Then you're going to find the delay through Manassas and then approaching and passing Route 50. Northbound 234 Business Sudley Road, there may still be some delays there due to the earlier vehicle fire that's been put out and cleaned up. It was at Coverstone Drive and Williamson Boulevard, but your lanes are open. Dulles Center Boulevard at City Center Boulevard in Sterling. Those were some malfunctioning traffic lights. Keep an eye out in case that is still the case. And now it looks like there may be a new problem. Your delay on northbound 395 begins at the Pentagon, headed across the 14th Street Bridge. In the area of the split with lower 14th Street, we may have a wreck. We had one at the same spot yesterday, so it looks like that may have happened again. Watch for the delay. Not sure if it's going to affect those of you going to lower 14th Street or continuing on to 395. If you're on the George Washington Parkway, the earlier problem we had near Dangerfield Island has cleared. In Maryland, it is 28 at Georgia Avenue. And between Georgia and Muncaster Mill, you're under police direction for the serious crash investigation. Pennsylvania Avenue near the Suitland Parkway was a report of a wreck. Also, northbound Branch Avenue between St. Barnabas and Silver Hill Road. The utility work takes the right lane. If you're heading in the district in Northwest, a lot of closures around George Washington University with the police activity. This includes eastbound Pennsylvania between 20th and 21st, H Street between 23rd and 20th, and northbound 20th between F and Pennsylvania. We also had the closure of Reno Road near Rodman Street, possibly some emergency work. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses, affordable, never look so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Warm and very muggy out there as temperatures will be climbing into the upper 80s, close to 90 in several spots. Our dew point value is in the 60s, and when that number is in the 60s, then that means it's going to be muggy out there. Could have some heat index values in the low 90s throughout the afternoon. More clouds and sun, so that's the good news. Won't have all that sunshine out there, but temperatures will still climb in that storm chance at 30%. A couple of storms may fire off with some gusty winds and some heavy rain and lightning as well. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
We have 67 degrees in Reston, 68 in Bethesda, 69 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40. A lot of us continue to stay away from movie theaters amid the waning pandemic. Theater chains AMC, Cinemark, and Regal are still seeing visitor numbers well below pre-pandemic levels, according to foot traffic data from analytics company Placer.ai. For instance, visits to AMC locations dropped 65% between April of 2019 and April of this year. Even though this is happening with the pandemic as a backdrop, experts blame the decline in theater visits on the rise of at-home entertainment.
If you want to leave your current job for another one, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says, be careful what you wish for.
The conference board says people who've left a job for a new one report being less satisfied at work than those who stayed put. Those who quit were less pleased with many things, but particularly job security, interest in their work, and their new colleagues.
Those who have taken a new job within the last 6 months to 3 years during the pandemic's great resignation were the most unhappy.
Coming up, calls for change after the shooting death of a young child. 712.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Brian Mickelson, the Vice President and General Manager for U.S. Public Sector at Datadog, says end-to-end observability can help agencies improve the citizen experience.
We're talking about capabilities around real user monitoring, around, we talk about it in terms of synthetics, we talk about it in terms of session replay, but what a product owner or a digital capability owner really has the capability to do today is they can see the unique experiences that their end users are having. So they can see when a login occurs, they can see what the actual user experience or travel through that application might be. So they can generally understand what's flowing well, where are the bottlenecks, what are the challenges with that customer's front-end experience. Proactively understand, is that front-end application, is it up and running the way I want it to?
Let Datadog, Carahsoft, and their reseller partners help you imagine what your agency is capable of. Learn more at carahsoft.com/innovation.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want? Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. End Sunday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Coming up, discount concert tickets go on sale this morning, and a lot of big names are on the list. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
How many more times will you risk that slippery climb in and out of your bathtub? Instead, try a smart and beautiful idea. Convert that ugly old tub into a gorgeous new shower. A new shower system from PJ Fitzpatrick features a walk-in entry that means no more climbing over the tub. A PJ's shower is luxurious, surprisingly affordable, and installs in just one day. Don't just trust us. Trust PJ Fitzpatrick and their thousands of five-star reviews. That's big news. So visit trustpj.com for your free design consultation.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
7:15.
Maryland's Senate race is heating up, and WTOP is hearing directly from the candidates. WTOP's John Doman spoke to the two Democrats who are squaring off in the primary.
Our record on choice is probably the most notable.
Prince George's County Executive Angela Olsobrooks criticized Congressman David Trone for campaign donations he made as a businessman to lawmakers who are anti-abortion, saying she's much stronger on the issue of abortion and reproductive health.
And I want to make sure that we have in the Senate a person who will fight vigorously, not only for abortion care rights, but reproductive freedom.
Trone has defended those donations as the cost of doing business and buying access to lawmakers who will help his business. And as he spends his own money on this race, to him, the biggest difference is that Olsobrooks takes corporate donations and he doesn't.
She takes special interest money from Exxon, who's not helping us with the environment, from Pfizer, who's not helping us get low drug prices.
Trone argues he can't be bought.
It's that special interest money. That's where the biggest difference is.
John Dome in WTOP News.
And tomorrow we will hear from Republican Senate candidate Larry Hogan.
The shooting death of a toddler is why dozens of faith and community leaders gathered in Southeast D.C. last night. WTOP Scott Gelman reports many of them are fed up with the gun violence in their neighborhoods.
Using prayer.
Father, work with us, Father. Regulate our minds.
And song.
Walked with my mother.
Community members are gathering here in front of the 7th District Police Station and mourning the death of 3-year-old Taya Settles.
We all got to come together as a community to have these young people and adults to put these guns down.
That's Police Chief Pamela Smith. Police say Settles was shot and killed by a stray bullet while in a car on Friday. Smith's singing and leading a prayer walk to greet Taya's parents.
Walk with me.
She's surrounded by residents and religious leaders who are begging for the violence to stop.
I'm a reading specialist, and I won't have the opportunity to teach that 3-year-old how to read.
In Southeast D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
No arrests have been made in connection with the girl's death.
Hackers are now targeting first responders in our area. The Rockville Volunteer Fire Department says it was the victim of an online hack last week, and a total of $220,000 was stolen. The money had been raised to buy two new ambulances. The fire department says its bank has been able to recover about half of the stolen money. MoCo 360 reports police and the FBI are now investigating.
Here's a look at the top stories we're working on this morning at WTOP.
D.C. police clear pro-Palestinian protesters from George Washington University. It happened early this morning. There have been some arrests. Our Luke Lukert is there, and we'll continue our coverage.
We're hearing from both of the top Democratic candidates for a soon-to-be-open U.S. Senate seat about the economy.
And controlled explosives are being lined up to remove debris from the collapsed Key Bridge.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 7:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rita Kessler in the traffic center. What's up?
Well, we still have the closures in the district due to all the activity going on at George Washington University. This includes eastbound Pennsylvania Avenue between 20th and 21st, H between 20th and 23rd, and northbound 20th between F and Pennsylvania. Now, also in Northwest, Reno Road is closed near Rodman Street, possibly for some emergency work. Delays into the district. Inbound New York Avenue slows from South Dakota Avenue to the light at Bladensburg Road. Southbound DC 295, heavy from Eastern all the way to Pennsylvania Avenue, while northbound I-295 is slow from the Beltway, headed past Laboratory Road and approaching the Suitland Parkway, while the inbound Suitland Parkway now in a delay after Silverhill Road, headed to the light at Stanton Road, and coming from the other direction, northbound 395 delays from the Pentagon headed across. the 14th Street Bridge. In Maryland, 28 Norbeck Road near Georgia and Muncaster, you are under police direction for the crash. You'll also find Pennsylvania Avenue near the Suitland Parkway. Was a report of a wreck northbound to Branch Avenue between St. Barnabas and Silver Hill. The utility work was along the right side. Now, in Virginia, eastbound 66 has a little bit of a slowdown approaching Linden. Virginia 79 or exit 13, the wreck along the left side. Then delays through Manassas and approaching and passing Route 50. Northbound 95 has your delays in Stafford from Dale City into Woodbridge and from Lorton into Newington. It is southbound 95 that slows out of Triangle into Quantico. The left side was still blocked with that work crew. And you'll also find northbound, actually the inner loop of the Beltway, delays before Braddock Road headed past 236 in Annandale. And now after 66 out of Tysons, trying to make your way past the Dulles Toll Road with your lanes open. Back in Maryland on southbound 270, delays Interbana, passing 109, then after 121 in stretches to Montgomery Village Avenue. After that, you'll find delays from westbound 370 near 355 on to southbound 270. Then the southbound delays continue in Rockville near Falls Road, headed all the way onto the spur to join the outer loop of the Beltway. Savings are in bloom at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. Looks like we're going back to that early summer that we got a taste of a few days ago.
Yeah, and today it's more humidity, so the heat index 91 to 93 during the afternoon hours. We will have a west wind, so that may help some areas out to our west with lower humidity, but it's going to be at least a hot and humid afternoon. Temperatures already around 69 to 70 degrees. Tomorrow it's cooler, but we have the storm chances returning. Afternoon, evening hours, potentially as late as 9 or 10 o'clock. That data continues to change, but confidence is increasing for some stronger storms, potentially with some gusty winds and hail, very low tornado risk. And the flood risk is also low for tomorrow. And then we get back into a pattern with cooler temperatures, 60s for Friday through Sunday, on and off showers through Friday and Saturday, and then we'll see a rebound in temperatures next weekend. 70 now at Dulles, 71 degrees Upper Marlboro, and 66 Silver Spring.
The forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up, an especially rare game-worn jersey is now up for sale. It's 7:21.
Lockheed Martin's vision of 21st century security means preparing to make split-second decisions with certainty. Because whether your mission is over land, on the sea, through the air, in outer space, or cyberspace, our mission is to help you detect the threats, connect the tech, and protect what matters most in every domain of operation. Lockheed Martin, ensuring those we serve always stay ahead of ready.
Hogan is running for Senate.
Democrats have a big problem.
Talking about a margin of one vote, two-term governor leading also Brooks. But Hogan is in a dead heat with David Trone.
David Trone's the only candidate strong enough to beat Larry Hogan.
David listens to people and he fights for what they need.
He believes in opportunities.
And he's willing to fight for working people like us.
He has worked for prescription drug affordability. And I now can get my medication and pay my bills.
David has been an advocate for reproductive freedom from the start.
David's always been about second chances for everyone.
Congressman Trone passed the Second Chance Act.
I think he sees everyone as human beings.
David knows if you want to help students, hire more teachers.
We have a former governor who is running for the party of Trump.
The very rights that I've known my entire life are on the line.
David
is our best shot to defeat Larry Hogan, period.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 7:23. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. There's good news if you want to grab a cheap concert ticket for the summer. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley reports on a sales event starting at 10 this morning.
Live Nation's 10th Annual Concert Week allows fans to purchase $25 tickets from May 8th through the 14th. 900 artists are participating, including Cage the Elephant, Dan and Shay, Sean Paul, 21 Savage, and Alanis Morissette.
But I'm hopeful, baby, and what it all comes down to.
A discount applies to select shows at local venues like Baltimore Soundstage, Capital One Arena, CFG Bank Arena, and Jiffy Lube Live. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Because I've got a
I An incredibly rare piece of local baseball history is up for sale.
Johnson, the fastest fireball pitcher of them all.
It's a game-worn jersey that belonged to Washington Senators Hall of Fame pitcher Walter Johnson. Heritage Auctions says this is believed to be one of just two Major League jerseys worn by Johnson that survived to this day. The other is on display in Cooperstown. On top of that, the gray flannel jersey's been photographically identified as the one that Johnson was wearing when he squared off against Babe Ruth in 1920. The current bid, just over $1.2 million. But the auction house puts the jersey's estimated value at $3 million or more.
Apparently, the day that photograph was taken, Johnson got the win, but Babe Ruth broke up his shutout. So, wow. All kinds of history there.
That's amazing.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
But is it worth $3 million, Dave Preston?
Well, it all depends on how many hot dogs Babe Ruth consumed that day in between at-bats.
Several.
Nationals hosting the Orioles last night, looking magnificent in the seventh.
Next pitch. Swing a line drive to right, base hit over the leaping first baseman. Rosario's getting the wave in. He's coming home. The throw in from Santander on two hops, the slide, the tag, safe. He's in the back corner with the insurance run.
Dave Jagler on 1500 AM. The Nats blank the Birds 3-0. Manager Davey Martinez.
I'm proud of him. I really am for going out there and playing the game the right way. And that's what we got to do. We got to continue to do that. We got to be consistent and playing the game the way we play. You know, I'm not worried about any other team but the Washington Nationals. When we come out and play like that, it's fun. And if we can continue to do that, it's going to be really fun.
You always sleep a little easier after a win. Last night, the Nats went to bed with a winning record, though, for the first time since July 1st of 2021. Mitchell Parker, Kyle Bradish, tonight's mound matchup at 6:45 NBA playoffs. Boston beats Cleveland 120-95. Jaylen Brown leading the Celtics with 32 points. Oklahoma City takes game one from Dallas 117-95. Thunder holding the Mavericks to 39% shooting off the court. Minnesota's Rudy Gobert's named Defensive Player of the Year. NHL playoffs, a pair of overtime games. New York Rangers nip Carolina 4-3 in double OT. Colorado defeats Dallas 4-3 in OT. Dave Preston, WTOP Sports.
Up ahead, we check traffic and weather for your morning commute, and then we continue our